Once a hub for retail stores and business, the Broadway Fillmore Corridor in downtown Buffalo is one of the poorest communities in the country. Neighborhood Housing Services Executive Director John D. Murphy says, although the EPA's support is non-financial, it's expected to promote investment in the area.
They're going to come in and bring in their expertise to look at the challenges. So we have challenges of vacancy. We have challenges of aging housing stock, using real demographics, using input from the community. And then sometime in June, we're supposed to get a report back with sort of next steps for implementing some of the solutions for our challenges.
Murphy says this will help restore the community's faith in Buffalo's East Side. The town supervisor for the town of Williamson outside of Rochester, James Hoffman, says the assistance is expected to give all communities involved a leg up for future grants.
We would like to leverage off our farm-based economy, coupled with the fact that we are located in Lake Ontario. I think there's some more room for economic development along the lakeshore, as well as some more creative things we can do in agriculture.
The EPA began the planning process for the program this past week, which will also include a program for the Seneca Indian Nation. The workshops are expected to start within the next several weeks. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hassett for the Innovation Trail.